Let's bring in the legend, the man, the broadcaster, our friend Johnny Holiday. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Have you recovered from Sunday yet?
Well, that's kind of been the theme of the show today. What people did, you know, some people had a drink or two, John, and others, you know, one guy went to a yoga class, tried to work it out, and he said it worked for him. But as you know, you don't get over these kind. You know, we can go back to that Duke game in the Final Four in Minneapolis, right? You don't get over those in 24, 48 hours.
Well, it's so funny, Scott. The one in Minneapolis, they kind of made a little bonding that this wasn't going to happen the next year. We're going to go back and we're going to win the whole championship, and they did, which was incredible. But the Duke Maryland games have always been just tremendous, especially down there at Cameron and here at Coldfield House. And we've had some really magnificent games at Comcast Center. Duke will be heavily favored for this game tonight, only because of Maryland's record and all the new kids that are adjusting to Mark Turgeon's offense and defense. But, you know, there's a lot of people that feel like this is a perfect trap game for Duke. And if these Maryland players play anywhere the kind of ball that Mark Turgeon wants them to play, we could be talking about a major upset.
Here's the one thing, and I kind of agree with you, John, and I hope it's the case. The tough part would be that Duke just got beat at home, and you know Coach K is going to have them ready after what Florida State did to them, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. If they were coming off a win, it might be a little better. They're going to unveil their new uniforms tonight. You know, he picks a good time to do this, trying to, I guess, take some of the focus away from the court being named after Gary. But this is a good, I mean, it's a good Duke team, all five starters in double figures. He doesn't go very deep, and neither does Mark Turgeon, for that matter. So I think the crowd's going to have a factor in this ballgame as well. They've always been, for Gary, the sixth man, and I would imagine it's not going to be any different tonight.
Talking to Johnny Holiday here on the Alpacker Ford Hotline, and Duke is an 11-point favorite tonight over Maryland, and the one game that always I could never get out of my mind is being up 10 with a minute left to go and the crazy ending to that. And I know you were a big part of a lot of strange games, but to me that's one of the more memorable ones.
You think you can't get over it? I was looking at it and I'm saying, you got to be kidding me. I mean, just a great, that's why they were such a good team. You know, you can never count out a team that's in the top 10, no matter how much time is remaining. And to do it on the road, that particular game you're talking about, when Jason Williams went nuts, that has to go down in Duke annals as one of the greatest wins they've ever had. You know, I was looking back at some of the notes about these two teams. I think maybe 7 of the last 10 ball games have been decided by 10 points or less. That's how close they've been. So I can't wait for this ball game tonight.
Johnny Holiday with us on the Fan on the Alpacker Ford Hotline. And John, I think Terp fans trust your judgment. What have you learned about Mark Turgeon in the 18 games you've called this year and just being around him in the program?
Well, I've learned that he is certainly the right guy for the job, Scott, that you're not missing a beat in the passing of the baton from Gary to Mark Turgeon. He is everything advertised. He is a player's coach. He's a very, very nice guy. He's a smart guy. You know, he won the Big 12 Coach of the Year the last 2 years.
Right.
Against the likes of Rick Barnes and some other tough coaches down there in that conference. But he has been just a delight to work with. He's honest, as you guys know, if you've ever talked to him. He doesn't sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, right to the point.
I mean, once you were talking about Stoglin, all the points Stoglin is scoring, and his response was, yeah, but you know, he's killing us in other areas. You got to play defense. And but I just think it's a great hire. And when he gets his players in here, look out. The three kids he's got coming in next year are all terrific blue chippers. And I think you're going to find a lot of kids from this area, Washington, Baltimore, College Park, the state of Maryland, want to come to College Park and play for Mark Turgeon. He's that kind of a guy.
Now, can you kind of describe some of the differences when you look at Gary and then you look at Mark? Because I think there's some drastic differences between the two and their styles of coaching. And also, it appears that Mark, you know, as far as being in the recruiting game, not afraid to go after some of the big-name guys, even if it is maybe a one-and-done, where Gary would be more apt to take somebody that he can mold for 4 years.
Yeah, I think the big difference is the fact that he does have a connection and knows you have to have a connection with the AAU guys, because you don't succeed unless you have these guys on your side. The difference that I've noticed is, you know, Gary could be in your face. Gary could be in the coach's face. Gary could be in the official's face. And Mark doesn't do that. He just has a totally different approach. And he always makes it clear that, you know, you're not gonna criticize Gary Williams for that kind of a coaching style, or Mike Krzyzewski, or Bob Knight, or all these other guys that, or Bob Huggins. There's so many guys that get most out of their players from really letting them have it. And Mark said he'd rather at the end of the day have the kids learn something, be able to take it to the next day. And I'm sure that, you know, with a record of 12-6, there have been some frustrating times, only because they have not done in certain situations what he wants them to do. So I think that it's still a learning process, but he's getting there. He really is getting there. And this will be, he never coached against Krzyzewski, but he played against him when he was at Kansas. He knows what he's up against.
Well, Johnny Holiday with us on the Fan here on the Al Packer Ford Hotline. John, with the Gary Williams court dedication tonight, and your many years of following Gary and doing his show and developing the relationship you had with him, what do you think this means to Gary? Because he's never been one for the spotlight, but, you know, he keeps it inside, doesn't show a lot, but I think you know what's in there.
Well, you're exactly right. He doesn't want to in any way take away from Mark Turgeon's coaching and the adjustment to a new coach. In fact, he hasn't come to a ball game at Maryland this year. He's seen Jimmy Patsos up at Loyola.
Right.
He's gone to see Mike Lonergan at GW, two of his assistants. He's gone to high school games. But tonight will be his first time before a crowd at Comcast Center. And we had a big event for him Monday night. And I think he handled his emotions much better than anybody anticipated, with tributes from Tom Izzo and Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams, and went on and on. And I thought if he was going to crack, he was going to crack that night. But he didn't. But I think tonight will be something special, and he's going to talk to the crowd in our pregame before the tip-off tonight, and I know it's going to be a pretty emotional night for him. But he really is. He's very happy with where he is and what he's doing some Big Ten games.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's very happy with the decision he made. He thinks is the right decision.
Talking to Johnny Holiday here on the Al Packer Ford Hotline. Just talking about the Maryland's play on the court, a little bit more up-tempo. We had Gary on yesterday and was just talking about the ability to go with four guards and speed the game up. Your take on the way they've played over the past couple weeks, especially once they got in the conference play?
Well, they got to get somebody else outside of Stoglin to score. I mean, teams will start doubling, tripling him, and that leaves somebody else open, and the guys have to hit those shots. This is not a one-man team, although the statistics pretty much says it's Darrell Stoglin and everybody else. 30% of the scoring comes from him. But as soon as they can, I think some of the players can get more confident that they can score, they are just as good to produce instead of relying upon Terrell. It'll be an interesting couple of months in the ACC.
Hey, John, a Baltimore guy, kind of an unsung hero, but I'm looking at the game notes. Sean Mosley says a chance to be one of only eight Terps in school history with 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 200 assists, and 120 steals. A little bit about what he means to the program and some of the leadership he can provide to a young team this year.
I don't think you can put into words what Sean has meant to this program. And I know he has impressed Mark Turgeon from the very first day that they met. And he has said on more than one occasion, if we had about two or three more guys like Sean Mosley, I'd be very, very happy. And I'm only sorry that I only get the chance to coach him for 1 year. But, you know, a lot of times everybody knows Mosley was a scorer, second leading in the state of Maryland. But he does so many other things. He rebounds. He runs the floor. He gets the top defender that he's got to try to shut down.
Yeah.
And he does it almost night in, night out. And he's also playing set with a less than 100% ankle, which has never been the same since he twisted it over the summer. So everything he's doing now, he's doing it less than 100%. But he is one of my favorite players, and I know that the people of Baltimore have got to be proud of what he's done to come to Maryland. He'll leave as I think, one of the all-time great players in College Park.
And you're one of Maryland's favorite announcers, the legend of Johnny Holiday, calling tonight's Duke Maryland game right here on the Fan. Enjoy the broadcast tonight, John. Thanks for your visit.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Always great to be with you.
All right, Johnny Holiday, Terps basketball here on the Fan.